Imagine deploying code hundreds of times daily without downtime, midnight calls, or weekend emergencies. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality for organizations that have embraced DevOps. The traditional wall between development, who want to ship features quickly, and operations, who prioritize stability, creates what Dr. Goldratt called a core-chronic conflict. This divide doesn't just slow innovation. It costs approximately $2.6 trillion annually in lost productivity and creates toxic work environments where burnout and cynicism flourish. DevOps offers a better way, transforming how we build and deliver technology by uniting previously siloed teams around shared goals and practices. The parallels to manufacturing's lean revolution are striking. Just as Toyota dramatically reduced production times while improving quality, organizations implementing DevOps principles have achieved deployment frequencies measured in minutes rather than months. DevOps transformation begins with three fundamental principles. The first way focuses on optimizing flow from development to operations to customers by making work visible, limiting work in process, and reducing batch sizes. Consider a newsletter mailing example. With large batches, the first completed envelope takes over 5 minutes. But with small batch processing, completing one envelope fully before starting the next, the first is done in just 40 seconds. The second way establishes fast feedback loops throughout the value stream. In complex systems, no individual can understand how all pieces fit together. As Dr. Sidney Decker notes, doing the same thing twice won't necessarily yield identical results. We need constant feedback through automated testing and monitoring to detect problems while they're small. The third way creates a culture of experimentation and learning by treating failures as opportunities rather than reasons for punishment. The bad apple theory of removing people who cause errors is flawed because human error typically stems from system design problems. Creating psychological safety allows teams to experiment boldly and transform individual knowledge into organizational wisdom. Choose your first value stream carefully, targeting teams that already believe in DevOps principles and have demonstrated innovation capabilities. Focus initially on innovators and early adopters rather than conservative groups, and avoid the dangerous Big Bang approach of starting everywhere simultaneously. Break improvement goals into small, incremental steps that create early wins. Map your value stream to identify bottlenecks that jeopardize fast flow and reliable outcomes. Create dedicated transformation teams operating outside normal constraints, staffed with generalists who maintain respectful relationships with the rest of the organization. Conway's Law reminds us that team structure directly shapes system design. Traditional IT operations organized by functional specialties create long lead times with handoffs and queues. Instead, embed functional engineers into service teams or provide their capabilities through automated self-service platforms. In high-performing organizations, quality, availability, and security become everyone's responsibility rather than belonging to separate departments. Creating reliable flow requires production-like environments at every stage of your value stream, automatically generated from version-controlled scripts and configurations without manual operations work. Version control becomes your single source of truth, containing the precise intended state of your entire system. Puppet Lab's research identified operations use of version control as the highest predictor of both IT and organizational performance. When systems can be quickly rebuilt on demand, replace rather than repair problems. As Microsoft engineer Bill Baker noted, we're shifting from treating servers like pets, naming them and nursing them back to health, to treating them like cattle, numbering them and replacing sick ones. Without automated testing, more code means more testing time and cost, an unscalable business model. Build quality in from the earliest stages by having developers create automated tests as part of their daily work. This creates fast feedback loops that find and fix problems quickly through deployment pipelines that integrate code and environments and trigger tests with every change. Facebook's approach to code deployment demonstrates the power of automation. Their release engineering team oversees daily code pushes that deploy across thousands of machines in just 20 minutes, with no visible impact to users. To achieve similar capabilities, document your entire deployment process, then simplify and automate manual steps, from packaging code to running smoke tests. Traditional software launches couple deployments with marketing releases, often leading to production failures. Decouple these activities. Deployment is installing specific software versions. Release is making features available to customers. This separation allows development and operations to focus on fast, frequent deployments, while product owners remain accountable for business outcomes. Feature toggles provide additional flexibility by allowing selective enabling or disabling of features without requiring code deployment. Implemented through conditional statements controlled by configuration settings, they enable easy rollback, graceful performance degradation during high loads, and increased resilience. In complex systems, small changes can trigger unexpected outcomes, including global outages. When issues arise, we often lack information to determine whether problems stem from application defects, environmental issues, or external factors. Create comprehensive telemetry across all application stack levels, from business metrics, sales, revenue, to infrastructure, CPU load, memory, to client software, errors, crashes. With complete telemetry coverage, teams can monitor service health using data rather than speculation, detect security events, and identify problems earlier when they're easier to fix. Real-time dashboards and alerts help spot emerging issues before they impact customers. To prevent recurring production problems from being deprioritized, everyone in the value stream should share operational incident responsibilities. Put developers, managers, and architects on pager rotation to ensure upstream decisions receive direct feedback. As Patrick Lightbody of New Relic noted, when we woke up developers at 2 a.m., defects were fixed faster than ever. Blameless postmortems transform incidents into learning opportunities by documenting detailed timelines and decision points, shifting focus from who made mistakes to understanding systemic issues. Store these learnings in centralized, searchable repositories. At Google, all postmortem documents are indexed, enabling teams facing similar incidents to quickly find relevant historical cases. Rather than relying on traditional documentation that engineers rarely read, convert knowledge into executable form, reusable code, automated tests, monitoring configurations, and deployment scripts. A unified, organizational-wide code repository serves as a powerful mechanism for cross-team learning. The evidence is clear. Organizations embracing DevOps principles deploy code 30 times more frequently, with 200 times faster lead times, achieve 60 times higher change success rates, and restore service 168 times faster than their traditional counterparts. These aren't just metrics. They represent fundamentally better ways of working that reduce stress, eliminate burnout, and create environments where creativity flourish. Your journey begins by connecting with like-minded individuals passionate about transforming work practices. As DevOps pioneer Jesse Robbins advises, don't fight stupid, make more awesome. Focus energy on creating positive change rather than battling resistance. The transformation affects everything from daily operations to long-term strategy, enabling faster market response, improved quality, and higher satisfaction. The choice isn't whether to adopt DevOps, but when and how. In a world where every company is becoming a technology company, those who master these principles won't just survive, they'll define the future of their industries. Will you be among them?